I think that most of you listening would agree that a free press is irreplaceable on any level, international, national, but especially local. There are fewer and fewer hometown reporters every day. And in nonprofit journalism, the best answer to saving it is you. KMUW works to do more with less every day because it matters. We know how important it is to our lives, our kids' lives. This juncture in journalism, it's your turn to decide to know or not to know. Donations of any size make a difference. You can make one before our pledge drive begins next week at KMUW.org.
Good morning. It's Monday, March 23rd. I'm Beth Golay, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. A new scholarship at Wichita State University rewards students who have experienced some real challenges.
It was like living the same day every single day, and it was rough and it was exhausting, but I feel like at the end of the day, like, I knew that eventually it would pass.
More about the first recipient of the Overcoming Adversity Scholarship after the news. Kansas senators passed a bill Thursday that would bar certain sex offenders from entering school grounds or attending a school activity. KMUW's Daniel Caudill reports.
The bill would apply to people who were convicted as an adult for sex crimes involving a minor. Some senators suggested the bill should apply only to violent sex offenders. They say the bill could affect teenagers in consensual relationships who are convicted due to an age gap. Senator David Haley is a Democrat from Kansas City.
I hate to throw the baby out with the bathwater for what has some pretty good points in this bill, but it's too harsh, and it doesn't make sense. It needs to be tweaked.
The bill outlines an exemption for attending religious services at a school facility. The bill will head back to the House because it was amended in the Senate. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Caudill.
Students from the first and only osteopathic medical school in Kansas found out where they'll complete their training Friday. KMUW's Meg Britton Mellish has more.
The Kansas College of Osteopathic Medicine, or CANCOM, opened in Wichita in 2022 with a goal of bringing more doctors to the state. Data shows Kansas is short about 122 primary care doctors. This week, 72 students from the school's inaugural class were accepted into residency programs. Husband and wife Matthew and Mackenzie Bevins were among them. Here's Mackenzie.
We applied to DO programs only, looking to get that extra osteopathic experience and hands-on training that they offer. And so it was a great combination for us to be in our home state and get that additional training.
The Bevins will complete their residency in Wichita and plan to practice rural medicine. For KMUW News, I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
Kansas lawmakers have approved a bill that would make it illegal to use your phone while driving through school or construction zones. Kansas senators voted 31-9 in favor of the bill Thursday. The House previously voted overwhelmingly to pass the bill as well, so now it heads to Governor Laura Kelly's desk. The bill would make it illegal for drivers to use handheld cell phones while traveling through a school when students are there or in construction zones when crews are working. Travis Lowe with AAA of Kansas says one in four accidents are caused by distracted driving.
We know this is a loaded term. There's lots of different ways a driver can be distracted, but we all could probably admit that handheld usage while driving is a distraction.
If Governor Kelly approves the bill, people who violate the new traffic law would be subject to a $60 fine. University of Kansas faculty and staff have little confidence in the chancellor and chief financial officer, according to a straw poll. As Sam Zeff discovered, faculty leaders want a forensic audit of KU finances.
About 2,000 faculty, staff, students, and alumni voted. Results sent to the Kansas Board of Regents show that almost 80% of respondents have no confidence in Chancellor Doug Girard. They question KU's finances, especially using general funds to subsidize athletics. KU called the poll unscientific and the results not valid or representative of campus sentiment. In an emergency meeting Tuesday night, the faculty senate fired back with a statement saying they hope KU would take their feedback seriously instead of, quote, disparaging the credibility of our voices through this vote. I'm Sam Zeff.
Former Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple is gearing up for a potential return to politics. Whipple announced in a Facebook post Friday that he is exploring a run for the Kansas House of Representatives. He filed for a campaign treasurer in the race for the Kansas State House District 83, which is currently represented by Democrat Henry Helgerson. Whipple was elected mayor in 2019 and served one term. Prior to that, he represented Kansas House District 89 for about 7 years. Shortly after Whipple's announcement, Democratic leaders in the House sent out a release endorsing Helgerson. Wichita State is conducting interviews to find its next vice president for student affairs. The Division of Student Affairs will interview 4 candidates for the position. The first candidate, Sesquin Curtis, will be on campus Monday and Tuesday. Curtis is the Associate Vice President for Student Services and Administration at Kent State University. Students and other campus stakeholders are invited to attend a public forum with Curtis at 3:30 on Monday. The forum will be in the Beggs Ballroom at the Rattigan Student Center. The Women's Basketball Invitation Tournament Finals will tip off at Wichita's Koch Arena later this month. The semifinals will be played on March 30th and the finals on April 1st. This is the first year Wichita has hosted the WBIT Finals. Leading up to the semifinals, KU will face Rice University on Sunday. K-State will play the University of California, Berkeley, also on Sunday. Tickets to the basketball tournament finals are available at GoShockers.com. The WBIT postseason tournament is run by the NCAA. It is similar to the men's college NIT. We'll be back after this.
KMUW's next literary feast is Wednesday, March 25th at 6 p.m. We'll discuss Kin by Tayari Jones. Dinner is provided by Public, and participants are invited to bring a beverage to share. Tickets are $15, available at kmuw.org. Literary Feast is made possible by The Spice Merchant, a founding sponsor of the Arts and Culture Fund.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Beth Golay. A new scholarship at Wichita State University helps students at Southeast High School who have overcome significant adversity. KMUW's Daniel Cottle spoke with the first recipient about her plans for the future and what it was like to be surprised with $50,000.
Southeast senior Natalia Malcolm has seen her fair share of hardship, but her smile remains, along with the determination to help others. And when she starts at Wichita State this fall, she says that desire to help will be her guide.
I've always just seen myself like making a difference and like trying to help people, you know? That's all I want to do in life. I just want to help people. I don't know how, but we'll see.
Natalia is the first recipient of the new Overcoming Adversity Scholarship from Wichita Southeast High School and the Bogot Family Foundation. She was recently surprised with the $50,000 scholarship in front of her classmates.
I didn't even think I was going to get that far, but then they called my name. I was like, what? Like, I was so surprised.
Natalia experienced homelessness during her sophomore year. She spent nearly 6 months living out of rental cars with her mom after an eviction.
It was like living the same day every single day, and it was rough and it was exhausting, but I feel like at the end of the day, like, I knew that eventually it would pass, but even, like, being realistic, it doesn't feel like it during the time, you know?
Natalia says she's in a much better spot now, but without the scholarship, she doesn't know if she'd be able to attend college. Southeast graduate Ronald Bogot founded the scholarship with students like Natalia in mind.
Now that I'm in a position to give back to my community, I wanted to do something in education because education, I think, opens a lot of doors regardless of your background and your circumstances.
Bogot grew up in Wichita and graduated from Southeast in 1992. He attended college in California and later New York, where he now works in real estate finance. Bogot says he wanted the scholarship to help people who might not be able to attend college otherwise. The scholarship has no specific academic requirements.
It wasn't based on a high GPA or high ACT scores. It certainly wasn't an athletic scholarship. It was to find somebody that was smart, ambitious, and needed the financial assistance.
7 other finalists at Southeast will each receive $6,000. Staff at WSU and Southeast reviewed applicants for the scholarship, so Bogot was not involved in selecting Natalia. But after coming to know her and her story, he says she's clearly a great fit.
Even though she's had challenges that she's been very open about and very public about, she's not going to let that determine what her future holds for her.
Outside of school, Natalia loves art and spending time with family, like her little nieces and nephews.
All my sisters especially, oh, I love them. They've been there so much for me. I love them so much.
She says she's excited about her next chapter at Wichita State and keeping an open mind about where it could take her.
I feel like my goal is just to, live life to the fullest, have fun, experience everything, live in the moment.
I'm Daniel Caudill.
Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Beth Golay.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.